And now the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Jell as Hope. A typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich lives in a world all his own. A very special world, which adults can only understand and enter when they remember their own youth. The scene opens in the Aldrich bedroom. It is early morning.
Alice!
What now, Sam?
I can't find my socks.
Now, dear, calm down.
But I can't go to Washington, D.C. without my socks. It wouldn't be dignified.
You've already packed them.
I have? Oh, yes.
Sam, why do we have to pack now? Our train doesn't leave until 6 o'clock.
Alice, this is one trip we're going to start in an orderly fashion. That's the trouble with women. They never do things systematically. Where are my handkerchiefs?
In your top drawer.
Mother! Father!
Oh, dear. Henry, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just don't weigh enough.
Did he say weigh?
I'd better go see what's wrong.
No, Alice, you haven't started to do your own packing. I'll go.
Very well, sir.
And while you're packing, will you look under the bureau for my other slipper? Now, Henry, what's the trouble?
I can't get this darn thing closed.
Henry, what are you doing with that steamer trunk?
I know it may look like I'm taking an awful lot, Father, but I give you my word, all I've packed is the everyday necessities of life.
You don't say.
Sure.
Would you mind lifting the lid?
But, Father...
Henry!
Yes, sir.
Well?
Father, before you say
anything... I would hardly call a baseball glove one of the necessities of life.
But, gee whiz, no one's ever been able to do it.
Do what?
Catch a ball thrown from the top of the Washington Monument. Don't you think I owe it to my country to at least try?
Henry, get rid of it.
But, Father...
And also get rid of this hunting knife.
But I'll need that, Father.
I hardly think so. From what I've heard, the hunting's pretty lean in Washington these days.
But suppose I want to sharpen a pencil.
Henry, please pack all your things in one suitcase.
But, Father, I won't fit.
You will if you forget the necessities of life and take just the luxuries, like socks and shirts and underwear.
Sam, will you please answer the phone?
Yes, Alice. Now, hurry, Henry.
But I don't know how I'll ever manage.
You don't organize things properly. Alice, did you find my other slipper?
Yes, and I packed both your razors.
Why two?
Dear, you always leave one on the train. You need one to leave in the hotel.
Alice. Hello.
Sam, this is Will Brown. And Sam, Homo won't need his longies, will he?
His what?
Longies, Sam. Longies. Elizabeth says he'll need them in Washington, and I know he won't.
Washington? Homer's going to...
So what do you say, Sam? Pack them or don't pack them? Sam, are you there?
Yes, Will. I'm here.
What do you say, Sam?
Say?
About longies.
Why,
suppose you ask Alice and call me back.
Yes, Will. I'll call you back.
Goodbye. And Sam, I certainly want to thank you for taking Homer along. You don't know what this means to our family.
Yes. Goodbye, Will. Henry!
He went up to the attic for Mary's suitcase.
When he comes down, tell him I want to speak to him.
Sam, you sound upset.
Upset? Alice, that was Will Brown on the phone.
Oh, yes? How is he?
Jubilantly happy.
He is?
I would be, too, if Homer were my son and I thought I was packing him off to Washington for a week.
Sam, may I explain one thing about that?
Then you knew, Alice?
Sam, please sit down.
Yes, Alice. I'm seated.
Well, you see, dear...
Yes, Alice?
Well, you see, Henry and Homer talked the whole thing over, but it wasn't entirely Henry's fault.
You don't say.
Now, Sam, it was only natural for them to say how nice it would be if Homer could go. And I agreed with them, and... Dear, you know how the Browns jump at conclusions.
I see.
But that's the whole story, Sam.
I see. May I stand up now?
Yes, dear.
Now, suppose you sit down.
But, dear...
Alice?
Yes, Sam, I'm seated.
Alice, before I begin, I'd like to make one thing clear. I have nothing against Homer. I'm really very fond of him. Under it all. Way down deep. But this is more than a business trip. I've been looking forward to it as a welcome change.
Yes, dear.
And one of the most welcome changes was going to be an entire week without Homer. Now, that doesn't sound unreasonable, does it?
No, sir.
Besides, Alice, you don't realize all the trouble I went to get the train tickets and make hotel reservations. I simply can't go through all that again.
Dear, I admit it was probably a mistake, but the thing is, Henry's got his heart set on Homer going with us.
Then he'll just have to unset it. Letting Homer come along would be like taking your mother-in-law on your honeymoon.
Sam Aldridge, there's absolutely no comparison.
Homer, let's not argue. Pack those longies.
But, Father, they tickle me.
They tickle me, too. But your mother showed me a map, and it's just as far north as it is south.
My longies are?
No, Washington.
But I can't get them in my suitcase.
Sure you can if you pack intelligently.
But, Father...
Let me get that suitcase. Now, we'll take some of this stuff on the bottom and put it on the... Homer, what's this?
My rattlesnake.
What?
He's stuffed, Father.
Homer... What makes you think Mr. Aldridge will take both you and a stuffed rattlesnake?
But I'm going to donate it to the Smithsonian Institute. He's an antique.
Now, Homer.
Sure he is. Gee whiz, I've had him nearly 5 years myself.
Homer, are you in your room?
Sure, Hen.
Now, Homer, remember what I said. Don't forget your longies.
Hi, Homer, old time.
Hi, Hen. Boy, you came just at the right time. Could you help me close this bag?
Well, Homer...
Every time I try to sit on the lid, it practically throws me over the end of the bed.
There's something I have to tell you.
Yeah, what?
Well, first I have a little something for you.
For me?
Sure. My hunting knife.
Gee, you're giving me that?
Sure, old pal. And gee, when you think of my father, just remember, he's been working pretty hard lately.
He has?
And gee whiz, Homer, I give you my word, underneath it all, he really likes you.
He does?
Underneath it all.
Henry, old-timer.
Yes, Homer, old pal?
Look me in the eye.
There.
Now tell me the truth. Is something wrong?
I'll say there is. Homer, you're not going with us.
Oh.
Homer, don't take it that way.
What way? Gee whiz, I'm not taking it anyway.
You're not?
Gee whiz, just because I've been looking forward... I mean, it isn't so tragic. Look at me. I'm smiling.
You are?
I'm not.
Well, sure you are, Homer. And why don't you sit down while I unpack your rattlesnake for you?
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Harold Green?
Yeah, who's this?
Will Brown over in Centerville, Harold.
Oh, hello, Will. We were delighted to get your note saying you could come out for the weekend.
Yes. Well, Harold, that's why I called.
And don't forget to bring your golf clubs, Will.
Golf clubs? No, I won't forget. And, look, do you mind if I bring Homer, too?
Homer?
Yes.
Your son?
Yes. He caddies for me all the time, you see, and I just thought...
But, Will, I thought Homer was going to Washington with the Aldridges.
I thought so, too, but now it seems they can't take him. So we're stuck with him. We can't very well leave him alone all weekend.
Well, in that case, naturally, bring him along.
You don't mind?
Not at all. There won't be any other youngsters around, though.
None at all?
That's the way we planned this weekend. No youngsters, just adults.
Oh.
But bring him along, Will. We'll find something he can do.
Sure. That's one thing about Homer. You can hand him a magazine and then forget about him.
Sure. What made Sam change his mind about taking him to Washington?
Well, you know how much trouble an extra boy can be.
Homer? Trouble?
Well...
Homer?
It isn't only that, naturally. It's... Well, I just checked the ticket office myself, and there isn't a berth to be had on the train Sam's taking.
But, Will, I...
And Homer's so disappointed about the whole thing that I'm sure if we brought him up to your place, it might help to cheer him up.
But, Will, wait. Why should Homer be disappointed? Let's sit down and think.
Hello?
Hello, Homer. Goodbye.
What's that?
This is Agnes. Goodbye, kid, and have a nice trip.
But, Agnes...
Boy, wouldn't I think of you being away for a whole week. Boy, I don't know how I'll stand it.
But that's just it, Agnes.
I'll be miserable at the dance Saturday night.
Look, about the dance...
Forget it, kid. What's being miserable compared to you in Washington expanding your mind?
But that's it, Agnes. I've suddenly decided not to go.
What?
I've been thinking about it, and, gee, what's Washington? I mean, it's a place everybody's dying to go to, sure. But what is it?
Homer, tell me the truth. Why aren't you going?
Well, Agnes, have you tried getting on a train lately?
What?
Boy, and hotels. Hotels, Agnes.
What about them?
Gee, they're worse than trains. Besides, there's my schoolwork. You don't think I could leave my education for a week with a free mind?
Isn't Henry leaving his?
Sure, but he has official permission from Mr. Bradley. So I guess I'll be taking you to the dance Saturday night, after all.
The dance? How can you? I've got a heavy date with Charlie Clark.
What? You're standing me up, too?
Hey, Homer!
Homer, we'll figure out something. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Boy, Homer, old pal, have I got good news for you.
I'm going to Washington?
Not exactly. But I've arranged a swell weekend for you. You're staying with my Aunt Harriet.
Why?
Gee, you'll have a swell time. You can play cribbage with her and watch her do needlepoint.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Terrible.
But Homer, when I suggested it to your father, he thought it was a great idea.
He did.
Sure. If your folks can unload you on my Aunt Harriet, they can go up to the Greens for the weekend.
They don't want me either.
Homer.
That's a fine thing. You don't want me. My parents don't want me. Agnes doesn't want me. Okay.
Homer.
Okay. But if you think I'm going to stay home with your Aunt Harriet's rheumatism while you're having the time of your life in Washington, you're crazy.
Homer, I'm just trying...
Never mind feeling sorry for me. Goodbye, Henry Aldridge.
Homer, you're shoving me out.
In here.
What's this?
Your hunting knife. You can't bribe me.
Listen, Homer.
And here's that keychain you gave me for Christmas. It only cost a quarter anyway.
But Homer...
Besides, that four-leaf clover on it never brought me luck anyway. Goodbye.
Homer... Homer, you're not listening to reason.
Take a letter, Miss Thompson.
Yes, Mr. Aldridge. Frankly, I'm a little surprised to see you in the office today.
Well, I thought it might be a good idea to get out of the house and why go to Washington with unfinished business hanging over you?
Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
Take a letter to Mr. J.B. Fletcher, Home Industries Development Corporation, dear Homer.
Dear who?
Fletcher. Dear Mr. Fletcher. Yours of the 18th received, and I can readily understand the difficulties involved in changing your entire suitcase.
Entire what?
Filing system. However, I feel that once the facts have been weighed and a stand taken, it is unwise to listen to those who may not be as familiar with the many sides of the problem as you are. Yours truly, Samuel Aldrich. That makes sense, doesn't it, Miss Thompson?
Yes, Mr. Aldrich, although... Have you ever thought of it this way? Two boys are a lot easier to entertain than one.
Now, just a moment, Miss Thompson.
Well, it was just a suggestion, Mr. Aldridge.
I've had all the suggestions I can use, thank you. Come in.
Am I interrupting, Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, no, Mr. Bradley. Come in.
Thank you.
Miss Thompson, suppose you get that letter off.
Oh, yes, Mr. Aldridge. My goodness.
I can only stay a minute. I was on my way home and just dropped in to say that as far as the school is concerned, we have no objection.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sure a trip to Washington will do Homer a great deal of good, and it certainly can't do the school any harm.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Bradley. I have nothing against Homer Brown, but this is one trip I'm going on alone with just my family.
You mean Homer is not going?
Definitely not.
Well, I didn't mean in fear. That is, I got the idea from Agnes that all that was necessary was my official permission.
Agnes was wrong, Mr. Bradley. And I'm sure you can appreciate my position.
Of course. Well, I'll run along. Next week was going to be such a pleasant change with Homer and Henry in Washington.
Goodbye, Mr. Bradley.
Bye.
I've got in, Miss Thompson. Hello.
Sam, this is Harold Green.
Oh, yes, Harold. I say those contracts of yours will have to wait until I get back from Washington.
Oh, that's okay, but that isn't why I called. Sam, I've got you all fixed up.
Fixed up? How?
A very good friend of mine is the passenger agent for the railroad, and as a favor to me, he really buckled down and got him.
Got what?
Four berths for Washington.
What?
Only you'll have to take another train that gets in 12 hours later.
What?
But at least 15 minutes earlier.
Now, wait a minute.
And make a note of this, Sam. You change trains at 4 in the morning in Pittsburgh.
Now, wait a minute. I'd like to pick up some tickets for Aldrich.
Hi there, Mr. Aldrich.
Gus, what are you doing behind the ticket window?
Selling tickets. It's my new job, Mr. Aldrich. Nice indoor work.
Well, would you...
Meet a nice class of people here. You never see the same face twice. You come to pick up your tickets, huh?
Yes. Three berths on the 6 o'clock train.
You're canceling the 4 on the 5:45?
I am.
All right, if you say so. You're going to Washington, D.C., huh? Nice town, Washington.
I'm sure.
Yeah, real credit to the country. I was there for the inauguration, you know.
That's so?
Sirree, Bob. I had quite a time. Aunt McKinley turned out to be quite a president, too.
McKinley?
William... Or was it Taft? Let's see. It was back in Art 8. No, it wasn't. It was Art 1.
Thus.
Or was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, I'm sure I...
Well, it was back when we had a Republican. I remember that. Hardly a man is now alive. Sirree Bob. You ought to have a real nice time.
Well, frankly, Gus, I'm not too sure.
Not so? Why?
All I've heard all day is Homer Brown, Homer Brown. Gets pretty discouraging.
Yes, I could see where it would.
Gus, you have no idea the pressure that's been put on me. But, Gus, I'm not going to budge.
That's right, Mr. Aldridge. A man, if he is a man, that is, has got to be free to make up his own mind.
Well, I'm glad to hear someone say that.
Here's your ticket.
Oh, thank you.
Only, if you don't mind my mentioning it, there's no overlooking the fact that travel, it broadens a young man.
Now, just a minute.
I got to agree with your missus there. Now,
Gus, I've got to get back to my family in the waiting room.
Okay. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Oh, it was Coolidge. Grace Coolidge's husband, Calvin Coolidge. That's
who. What?
I've been looking all over the station for you.
Now, just a moment, Homer.
Mr. Aldrich, I've been thinking it over, and gee whiz, why be a sorehead?
What?
I mean, gee whiz, we've been friends for a long time, and... Well, now that you're really on your way, have a good time, Mr. Aldrich. Here.
What? A basket of fruit.
Yes, sir. To eat on the train. If there seemed to be a few pieces missing, I just wanted to be sure everything was fresh.
Homer, I hardly... Hardly...
And here's something else I'd like you to have, Mr. Aldrich. A map of the city of Washington. I rode away for it last week.
Thank you, Homer.
I've got it all marked, see? You start at the White House the first day, see, and follow the red line. Then the second day you start at the...
Well, you really got this all planned out, haven't you?
I've sort of been fooling around with it all week. Here. Well, bon voyage, Mr. Aldrich. And shake.
Homer...
Shake, Mr. Aldrich.
Yes, Homer, shake.
Shake.
Shake. And Homer...
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
Homer, all of us make mistakes sometimes in our lives, and I'd like to say that this is one time I've made one.
You, Mr. Aldrich?
Yes, me, Homer. I know it's too late now, but I sincerely wish you were going with us.
You really want to take me?
Yes, if it weren't too late.
Gee, why is it too late?
But why, you would have to go all the way home and pack.
No, I wouldn't. I've got my suitcase checked right here in the station.
What?
Oh, boy.
Homer, what's the matter?
Homer.
Wait till you hear. Wait till you hear, Henry.
What?
Guess who's going to Washington?
Wake up. We're coming into Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Alice, we're going to Washington.
Yes, dear, but this is where we change trains.
Oh. Oh, yes. Is it 4 in the morning already?
Yes, dear. The boys are getting our bags out to the platform. Are you dressed?
I didn't undress. 4 in the morning.
Sam, I'm very proud of you.
Yes?
After all the pressure we put on you, you're really taking the whole thing very nicely.
Forget it, Alice. I had a feeling all along I was fighting a losing battle.
Now, dear, don't worry. I'm sure Homer won't be any trouble at all. Why, so far, you could hardly tell he's along.
You could hardly tell he's along, but he's been sleeping right above me.
What do you mean?
3 times he went to the washroom for a glass of water. 3 times he managed to step on my face getting down.
Henry, dear, quiet. You'll wake up the whole car.
But it's Homer, Mother. There's something wrong with him.
Oh, dear.
He's just sitting on his bags down there at the end of the car, and he won't say a word.
Sam, do you suppose he's train sick?
With all the water he's been drinking, it's more like a seasick.
We gotta go see what's wrong. Homer?
Homer, dear, what's happened?
Gee, Mrs. Aldrich, I feel terrible.
What is it, Homer, old-timer? Your sinus again?
No.
You didn't try to finish that whole basket of fruit, did you?
It isn't that. It's the wheels.
What wheels?
Of the train. Listen to them. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
They make you dizzy?
No. They just made me realize we're getting further and further away from Centerville all the time.
What?
Further away from all my friends.
Now, Homer.
Further away from my mother and father.
Homer.
Mr. Aldrich, when we get off at Pittsburgh, can I get a train going back the other way?
Now, wait a minute.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Tokar and Ed Jurist with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O Family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O Family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sir.